I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Common questions about China include, how many Christians are there, and is there a lot of persecution? The answers are roughly 67 million, and it depends. New religious restrictions are in effect, and there are a lot of stories about the challenges. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein.
The registered churches that we work with in China and are developing relationships with are still able to do Bibles and still able to preach the gospel and to operate and with the freedom and support of the United Front people that they're working with.
But you never know when things could change.
I'd like for our partners to pray that we continue to receive favor and direction and leadership from the Lord as we're obedient to His call.
On another note, child sponsorship is a popular way for people to give to ministries. However, a study by Gray Matter Research and Opinions for Good shows 54% of current child sponsors think it's mostly a gimmick to get donations. Gary Edmonds, president of Food for the Hungry, says that couldn't be further from the truth. When you sponsor a child with FH, you're directly improving that particular child's life.
We monitor hope, and we have found that where there is child sponsorship, actually hope rises. They have a growth in sense of self-worth. They have a sense that they can make a difference in their community, in their own lives.
FH serves these kids in the name of Jesus and intentionally shares His love with them. You can sponsor a child with FH for just $38 a month. We'll get you started at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.